This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday, and it's going to be such a great Tuesday. The freaks are still speaking in DC at the convention. We're going to talk about that. Joe Biden was screaming at people. Walls are still lying. They're still creating the world of make-believe. There's just so much to get to tonight, but there are other things. It looks like a corporation went full-blown commie and paid the price for it. That's great. They still want people to not have to show ID to vote. We're going to go into so many emails tonight. It's going to make your head spin. The poisonous rot in the federal government. All that and more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to the DNC, well, the meat of the DNC stuff, I want to make you feel better about something. Could you imagine? Well, you've had an enemy in your life, haven't you? I don't care when it is. I hope you don't have any now, but it's pretty natural to have some. Maybe you do. Maybe it's a coworker, neighbor. God forbid, but I know this happens. Maybe it's a relative, sister, a cousin, a daughter, a mother, somebody who you despise and despises you back. Maybe this is just something that's in the past for you. High school, got picked on by him, her, whatever. But you have had, or maybe have, an enemy at some point in your life, haven't you? And you remember what that feeling is like. I certainly remember. Gosh, I have so many of them now. That's bad enough. But imagine this. Imagine if you had to take the person you despise. This person despises you back. They have done you wrong several times over. And imagine having to stand up on a stage on national television and tell the entire world how wonderful that person is. Are you picturing them now? I just put you on a stage. I want you to picture the person, the enemy. Again, I don't care if it's grade school, the enemy. They hate you. You hate them. And you have to stand on the stage in Madison Square Garden and it's packed. New York City, the bright lights, and it's airing on NBC, ABC, CBS. And you have to bring this enemy on the stage and you have to speak lovingly about them and tell the world how wonderful this person is. Could you imagine how bad that would hurt? So I want you to think about this. And it might put, if you're a sick person like me, it might put a little smile on your face. You remember the Democrat debates when Donald Trump was running for re-election. You remember the 2020 election, right? 2020 election, Donald Trump's running for re-election. The communists have all kinds of people who jump in the race. Rear Admiral Buttigieg backs into the race. Kamala Harris gets in the race. Elizabeth Warren's in the race. Bernie Sanders in the race. And finally, Joe Biden gets in the race. And Kamala Harris, when she first jumped in, the media did the best they could to slobber all over her because we are so sickened by identity politics. The fact that she's black and not white, she was basically tailor-made for the media. Oh my gosh, Dome, I love you. And they tried to make the Dome thing happen. And it just bombed right away because Dome is terrible. She's just awful. She has an awful personality. She's not likable. She's not relatable. It doesn't work. That's not a Democrat-Republican thing. It doesn't work. And she doesn't work. Okay, you remember all this. But Dome, never forget the central trait of Dome. This is really who she is at her core. She is an ambitious woman. She wants the next thing. Chris, you don't have to be inappropriate, but along those lines, you know, well, hey, Chris brought it up. I didn't bring it up. It's his fault. Remember, I've joked about it. I joke about it a lot. It's her nickname. She got her start in politics as a young woman. She used to date Montel Williams. This is on camera. You can go look at it. He's parading Kamala Harris around as eye candy at one of his red carpet events. She moved on from him to somebody like Willie Brown. Why would a woman like Dome, as a young, good-looking woman, why would she begin a relationship with a married man twice her age? She's ambitious. She wanted to be elected. And Willie Brown helped her get elected. The defining trait, the defining characteristic of this woman's entire career is ambition. The next job and the next job and the next job. I'm a local prosecutor. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to become the AG of California. That's not enough. Now I need to be senator and that's not enough. This is a woman whose only drive is ambition. The next thing, nothing else matters. She'll destroy anyone. She'll lie about anything. She'll do whatever it takes for the next gig. You've known people like this in your life. So she stands on stage. Joe Biden is in the race now. It's obvious the Democrat powers are kind of leaning towards Biden. They want Joe Biden in the race. Dome gets in the race. And Dome decides, hey, I can go one of two ways here. One of two ways. She can, when you're on the debate stage and you think you're up there with the guy who's going to be the nominee, you can play nice with him. Remember Vivek? How Vivek handled Trump in all the Republican debates? I mean, he practically shined his shoes for him at the debates. He just did. Vivek craftily figured Donald Trump was going to be the nominee. His political career would probably be better off if he ended up being friends with Trump. So he powdered his butt for him and shined his shoes and gave him a neck massage in the debate. That's one way you can go. The other way you can go is what Dome chose to do. She chose to knife Joe Biden in the ribs in a way Jill Biden, and we know this now, took very personally.
I do not believe you are a racist. And I agree with you when you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground. But I also believe, and it's personal, and it was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing.
Look, Everything I've done in my career, I ran because of civil rights.
We don't need Joe Biden's explanation. She just stood up on stage in front of Democrat voters in the debate and called Joe Biden a racist. Jill Biden, we found out after. You know, this is also an ambitious woman. She loved being first lady. She was more than happy to run her husband again, even though she knew the job would probably kill him. That's how much she loves being first lady. Jill Biden reportedly watched Kamala Harris call Joe Biden a racist and decided, that's my enemy for life. She never forgave Kamala Harris for that. When Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris for political reasons, remember, Kamala Harris is a DEI hire. Joe Biden announced that he's only going to pick a woman and a black woman. So that's a DEI hire. Sorry, that's what it is. Jill Biden was reportedly very, very upset about that. And it's not as if they ever once healed that relationship. It never healed. For the 3.5 years of Joe Biden's presidency, Jill Biden and Kamala Harris have been and remain mortal enemies. This is the inside DC baseball. And so you want to put a smile on your face? You know how much I despise Jill Biden for what she did to her husband. I hate him too, but that's such a lousy thing to do to your husband. Keep him in a job you love because you love the power, even though it's going to kill him. That's a horrible thing for a wife to do. Jill Biden had to stand on stage last night. Thousands and thousands of people in attendance, nationally televised. And this terrible person had to get up there and endorse the person she wouldn't spit on if she was on fire.
And weeks ago, when I saw him dig deep into his soul and decide to no longer seek re-election and endorse Kamala Harris.
I don't know what you've gone through today. I know we all have our hardships in life. Life comes with ups, downs. Maybe you stubbed your toe. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you got sick. I don't know, and I'm certainly not going to minimize anything you're going through right now. But I do want you to know this. Jill Biden, that awful, awful human being, she had a real rough night last night. And that puts a smile on my face. Now, let's move on past that because we have to discuss Joe from last night. We're going to discuss, well, this insane person, Peggy Flanagan. We're going to go there, actually, next before we get to Peggy. And no, I'm not talking about your liberal aunt. That's actually your name. Before we get to Peggy, let's get to your puppy, your dog. Fred had a very, very brutal, brutal day today. What happened to Fred? Well, he had to go get groomed. We have to take Fred in to get groomed on occasion. We brush him, but because of his hair, it gets matted. We can only do so much. And because Fred doesn't do that well unless everyone in the family is together, he generally lays in the corner and whimpers for the rest of the day once he has to have this done, as if he was just ritualistically tortured. This is the kind of dog we have to deal with. But we do love him. And we know that he doesn't get nutrition from his dog's food. We have to be proactive with getting Fred nutrition or he's going to die too early. And we don't want that fluffy idiot to die. And that's where Rough Greens comes in. Created by a naturopathic doctor, a Green Beret, might I add, Dr. Dennis Black. Rough Greens? It's vitamins and minerals and probiotics, and you don't have to change out your dog's food. You just pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. Your dog, you'll see the difference in him. Free Jumpstart trial bags if you make a phone call. 833-33-MY-DOG. Or you can go to their website, roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
And weeks ago, when I saw him dig deep into his soul and decide to no longer seek re-election and endorse Kamala Harris.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, wow. I don't know what the last painful thing you had to do was. It didn't hurt as bad as that did for poor Jill last night. Anyway, it's the Jesse Kelly Show, and you can email the show. Don't forget, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we go on any further, you should understand I'm wearing a camouflage T-shirt. I know you can't see this, but the wife, as I was walking out of the house today, said, "You're not wearing that, right?" And I said, "Yes, I'm wearing this. This is a super comfortable shirt that I got at Cabela's, and it's a shirt that I go dove hunting in, and it's amazing, and it's super soft. And because I'm now an old man, I can wear whatever I want in public. And I realized that if you're watching this on camera, I may have disappeared in front of your eyes. I'm still here. I'm just camouflaged out, ready for anything. All right, absolutely ready for anything, Chris. Yeah, we live in the concrete jungle here, Chris. We have to be ready at all times. Now, let's wrap up the old Joe Biden thing. It was a sad reminder last night as we watched the speech. It was angry, full of lies, and full of this stuff.
Wade, as you heard earlier tonight, the United States Supreme Court majority wrote the following, quote, "Women are not without electrical, not allowed, not without electoral.
Just a little reminder of what we got rid of. And there's an article out today from Newsbusters that Joe Biden is very, very angry about his removal still, that he's seething, his aides are seething. It was a very fitting end for a man who's been a weapons-grade jerk for the entirety of his political career. He was never the nice old man. That's what we call branding. You see branding everywhere. People are always branding. People in the public eye are always branding the Joe Biden's nice. What a nice dude, a nice guy. It was always a completely media-invented lie. Joe Biden has been a jerk on camera, and a jerk to pretty much everyone around him for 30-plus years, talking down to people, talking like a tough guy, speaking like an idiot, speaking like other people are idiots. Joe Biden has been mean to people. Joe Biden has used his family as a criminal enterprise to enrich himself off taxpayer dollars. I'm not sorry he's gone. I am very, very happy his ending was so pathetic. There were so many delays at the DNC. Joe Biden didn't get up and start speaking till like midnight last night. And when he did, it was full of lies. It was full of anger. It was full of shouting. I mean, look, this is the perfect way for the biggest liar in the history of politics to end his political career.
When the president was asked what he thought had happened, Donald Trump said, and I quote, "There are very fine people on both sides. My God." That's what he said. That is.
And here's what he said.
I do think there's blame. Yes, I think there's blame on both sides. You look at both sides. I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either. And you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
Of course, Joe Biden ended his career telling easily verifiable gigantic lies, shouting, being mean, doing all the things he's always done. And I just want to remind you, I know you already know this because we're going to move on and talk about the world of make-believe and the sky is green stuff and stuff like that. I want to remind you of this. Joe Biden, when he was vice president, his son took a job with a Ukrainian energy company. This company's name was Burisma. Ukraine is a famously corrupt place. Government's corrupt. Businesses are corrupt. Burisma was allegedly corrupt, and there was a prosecutor who started looking into Burisma while Hunter Biden was working there. Okay, while Hunter Biden got a job, an $83,000 a month job he wasn't qualified for, he was given that job because he's vice president. The people at Burisma, we know this from Devin Archer, the Biden business partner. They went to Hunter Biden and said, "Hey, there's a prosecutor looking into this. Can you get us some help?"
5 days later, Joe Biden gets on a plane as vice president and flies from D.C. to Ukraine, where he informs them that if they want the $1 billion of your money, of my money, if they want $1 billion of taxpayer money, they will fire the prosecutor who was looking into the company his son worked for. And of course, they fired the prosecutor, and Joe Biden bribed the Ukrainians with $1 billion of your money for this act. An old man who's angry, a creep, and a criminal. Goodbye, you weapons-grade piece of crap. And don't think I'll ever forget about you checking your watch repeatedly when you greeted the bodies of our troops when they got back from Afghanistan. I'll never forget it to the day I die. Screw Joe Biden. I'm glad you're leaving in disgrace. It's exactly what you deserve. You deserve this public humiliation.
He made the decision for the country. My concern was not about the president. It was about his campaign.
I love that everyone knows that's a lie. I love that Joe's an embarrassment. Speaking of embarrassing, have you seen the pro-abortion rallies at the DNC this week? It's sickening. You've seen the Planned Parenthood Mobile offering free abortions to women. This is the kind of evil we're up against. How can you stand up against this kind of evil? Well, you can. You, me, we have to be as committed to exposing the truth about this disgusting act as they are committed to hiding that truth. How do we expose the truth about abortion? Ultrasound is how we expose it. Ultrasound is maybe the greatest gift the pro-life movement has ever gotten. For $28, you can buy an ultrasound for a woman who's about to walk into that clinic and abort her baby. If she hears that heartbeat, she chooses life almost every time. You're buying a life for $28. Nothing we ever do will be more important than that. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. World of make-believe. Next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Do you think Jill Biden even slept last night after she had to give that speech endorsing Dome? I bet she didn't. It's so funny. You know what? I bet she was steaming after that. You know what she needs? Ice. What she needs is what, Chris? If she had a portable ice maker like I do sitting on my counter, she wouldn't be so hot at night. But me? Gosh, I've got the chills. Chris, can you turn down the AC? I'm so full of ice right now because this ice maker just makes ice on top of ice on top of ice. Just a better life. Anyway, let's discuss some other DNC happenings because there's a lot to get into. Dr. Kelly, I think it's time. I should note for you new listeners, I realize this probably gets confusing. I'm not a doctor, really. I'm completely uneducated. I, in fact, didn't even graduate college. When I got out of high school, I went to Montana State University. And that first semester, I got a 0.0 grade point average. That's the truth. I really did. I was just a total turd and a dirtball and an idiot. And did marginally better the second semester. After that, I joined the Marines. Got out of the Marines and went back to community college. I did almost 3 years there. And I don't have an associate's degree or anything like that. I kept having to drop Algebra 101. It was really hard. The X's and Y's, I'm not sure why I needed to know any of that, but totally uneducated, completely. And the doctor thing is like a gag. It's kind of a gag thing that we've really taken way too far, as we usually do here on the show. Dr. Kelly, it's time for a refresher course on your sky is green theory, because it's in full swing right now. The economy's great. The prices are coming down. The fine people hoax. The price freeze. So on and so forth. Okay, so I will recap this again because there's a lot of audio to back this up of what you're seeing at the DNC. The communist does not get into power by being honest about what he wants, by being honest about his plans. You can never, ever, ever be honest about your plan to burn someone's house down. You have to find a way to burn it down either without their knowledge or even better, you try to find a way to burn it down with their consent and their help. But what you cannot ever do is, hey, Marty, I'd like to burn down your house. I brought the matches. He's going to say no every single time. They have a religion of destruction. You must get that. They're out to destroy what? Everything. It's a religion. They want to destroy the economy, the family, the country, that you name it. The communist wants to destroy it. Remember, he is a malcontent full of bitterness. It's their whole religion. He is a malcontent full of bitterness. And I'm going to get to this Peggy Flanagan lady in a moment. It's actually going to go right along these lines about the world of make-believe. You just have to stay with me. He is a bitter, bitter human being. And people get bitter. Maybe you've been bitter. Maybe you are bitter. So think about the thing you were bitter about or the thing you are bitter about. What's a common thing? The opposite sex. Maybe you're divorced or you had a bad relationship. Maybe you, because of that relationship, maybe you're a dude and you've got an axe to grind with women. Women. Blah, blah, blah. If you're a woman, maybe you were done wrong by a dude or several dudes in your life. Or if you're Kamala Harris, like 100 dudes, and you're angry about that. Dudes suck. Men are the worst. Okay, so stop for a second. I'm not I'm not dismissing your anger. I'm not excusing anything that was done to you. But I want you to picture this. You're sitting there. You're bitter. You hate your ex-wife. She took half your stuff. You never see your kids. Women suck. I'm never dating again. I come in the room and I tell you, hey, I know she did you wrong. I know that sucks, but there are other women out there. There's someone else for you. They're not all like that. Let go of the bitterness. Move on with your life. Okay, so I give you one of those kind of rah-rah speeches. But then the second I leave the room, Chris walks in the room and he says, no, screw that woman and screw every woman. Women are evil. You have every right to be bitter about women. I hate women and you should hate women. In fact, I've got a meetup this Saturday. 10 dudes, all of them, all their wives left them. They're all angry about women. And we're going to meet up and we're going to have some beers and we're going to talk about how bad women suck. Now, which one of those two is more appealing when you're bitter? Chris's pitch is more appealing, isn't it? I don't want to let go of my bitterness. I'm mad. That, on a larger scale, is communism and how communism gets sold to the masses. You take the bitterness, of the malcontent, whether it's legit or not, and instead of trying to heal it or get them to move past it, you wade into it, you embrace it, and you tell them to embrace it. And what you do, you create in someone this need to destroy. If you allow bitterness like a parasite to consume you, and I've done this before in my life with bitterness about certain things, if you allow it to grow and fester inside of you, it will manifest itself in anger and hatred and destruction. It never manifests itself in happiness or contentment or anything good. If you wrap your arms around bitterness and carry it around with you, you will destroy things. And that's what Democrats do. That's what communism really is. Now, how do they do that? Well, once they've gotten you to embrace it, and once you're, now you're angry. Now you're ready to destroy. If you're a feminist, you're ready to destroy men. If you're one of these climate people, you're ready to carpet bomb everything that produces economic prosperity. After all, they're destroying Mother Earth. You know, if you allow yourself to get there, you want to destroy everything, okay? But you need help pushing people over the edge to get them to do things for you to give you power. You know, if I've gotten you to embrace your, or I take it back, if Chris has gotten you to embrace your bitterness, well, Chris, he's obviously after power. Of course, that sounds like a Chris thing. He's after power. He's gotten you to embrace your bitterness, and now he needs you to do things for him. How's he get you motivated to do that? Well, he makes you feel like you're a victim, and he will tell you huge lies. Lies to your face that get you angry and motivated. Chris has somebody he doesn't like. He wants you to get a baseball bat and go beat him up. But you don't want to be that person, right? Unless, of course, Chris could somehow convince you you could beat this person up in self-defense. I want you to listen to Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear from last night. He was talking about J.D. Vance. Listen to how despicable these comments are.
I mean, think about what some people have had to go through because of these laws. J.D. Vance calls pregnancy resulting from rape inconvenient. Like, inconvenience is traffic. I mean, it is. Make him go through this.
Make him go through this? Why in the world would a governor, would anybody, from any party, wish that his political opponent goes through rape? That's what he just said.
I mean, think about what some people have had to go through because of these laws. J.D. Vance calls pregnancy resulting from rape inconvenient. Like, inconvenience is traffic. I mean, it is. Make him go through this.
You embrace the bitterness. And then you create a scenario in the bitter person's mind that tells them the violent things, the horrible things you need them to do, they're actually good things because they're in self-defense. That's how they always sell these things. How could you possibly convince yourself that you're the good guy wishing rape on your political opponent's family? Well, you just convince yourself he wanted to do it to you first, of course. From that, we'll dig into sky is green stuff, and it'll come back to all this. Before we do that, let's do this. Let me talk to you about Pure Talk. I love these guys. As I've watched America's manufacturing industry, really so much of our industry, be packaged up and shipped over to China, I've grown more and more as I get older, I've grown more and more enamored with the American worker, people who hire Americans, especially because it's very easy to hire foreigners now. You can go start a customer service center in India. Everyone else does. Pure Talk cares about this country enough. They hire Americans. When you get a hold of someone at Pure Talk to switch your cell phone service, you'll spend 10 minutes on the phone talking to an American who has a job because of Pure Talk, and they're pleasant. Switch to Pure Talk. You get the same service. You'll pay less. You support an American company. #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Okay, so speaking of the sky is green theory, I am going to actually finally explain that. But I wanted to play this Peggy Flanagan at the DNC last night. I'm going to play her, and then I'm going to explain something, and then we'll come back and we'll play her again. This woman, she's the lieutenant governor of Minnesota. This is not just a real human being. This is an elected official. Just listen.
My name in the Ojibwe language is Gigi Wewedam Ukwe, or in English, speaks with a clear and loud voice, woman. I'm a member of the White Earth Nation, and my family is the Wolf Clan. And the role of our clan is to ensure that we never leave anyone behind.
I'm sorry. All right, quit. Focus. So that's a crazy person, right? Now let's discuss the sky is green theory, and then we'll come back to Peggy there. I've talked about this for a long time. It's an analogy I use, and I know it's ham-fisted and stupid, but I'm ham-fisted and stupid, so here's what it is. You know how you can look up right now, I guess depending on whether you're on the East Coast or West Coast, you can look up right now and you can see with your own eyes that the sky is blue. It's very obvious. Unless you're colorblind or Stevie Wonder, you can tell that the sky is blue. I know it. You know it. Everyone this side of Helen Keller knows it. It's a blue sky. It's a blue sky. I can see it. You can see it. Okay. But you can dumb down, demoralize, and lie to people for long enough that they will believe things their own eyes tell them are a lie. You do remember COVID and the insane things people did and said during COVID. Crazy things, things that didn't make any sense. So this is where I started the sky is green theory. Because people consume media mainly on their phones now, and because you can tailor make your media for what you believe and what you want, even though we're in the information age, you can live your entire life in a world of make-believe, consuming only lies. And if you do, you will end up believing things that aren't true at all, and things that your eyes tell you aren't true. So if you woke up tomorrow morning, and I woke up tomorrow morning, and the system, the powers that be decided, they wanted you and me to believe the sky is green. That wouldn't work on someone like you or me. But it would work on a huge percentage of Americans, and this is how it would work. And you've seen them do this time and time again with cause after cause after cause. they would start by bringing out doctors and scientists on the news. The sky is green. I did some research on it. We produced a study at Stanford. It actually said the sky is green. You would see dystopian things like movies start to turn their sky a little bit green. They would color it after the fact. You'd have your professional athlete, your favorite brand out there. They'd have an Instagram video up. Hey, it's Drew Brees with the Saints. I'm a worthless loser. I just am so excited to find out the sky is green. All these years, I thought I was playing under the blue sky. Woo-hoo-hoo! It would go on and on like this. Eventually, children would learn in school from the earliest age that the sky is actually green. Your eyes are playing a trick on you. There's a scientific thing. You would have to pass tests in college agreeing that the sky is green, or you wouldn't be able to pass at all. Soon, you would have people who even know the sky isn't green announcing publicly that the sky is green because they don't want to endure the social scorn from being honest that the sky is actually blue. Have you ever seen or even done something like that? Announced or at least agreed to a lie to just avoid the headache? Ever done that before? Ever said anything in person or online of, well, I'm not a hateful person, but trying to shield yourself from criticism? Have you ever said anything like that? I'm not a hateful person. I'm not a this, but in a conversation, have you ever said something like that? That's because you're afraid of criticism. They use that to push their lies. And if this system of lies went on long enough, you would eventually have a percentage. And I don't know what that percentage is. It's going to depend on how demoralized the people are. You would have a large percentage of our population believe the sky is green when they can look up right now and see it's blue. It sounds wild, but that's how propaganda campaigns work. That's why they stand in front of thousands of people on national television and say things like this.
Then I had to take executive action. The result of the executive action I took, border encounters have dropped over 50%. In fact, there are fewer border crossings today than when Donald Trump left office.
That's why they say things like this.
While schools closed and dead bodies filled morgues, Donald Trump downplayed the virus. He told us to inject bleach into our bodies. He peddled
Does your liberant Peggy believe Donald Trump told people to inject bleach? Of course she does. She talks about it all the time. You see her posting it on Facebook. Why does she believe that when this video exists?
We hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that has him in check, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs, so it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But
okay, just Trump speaking off the cuff there. And maybe we could do this, maybe we could do that. That would be interesting. Never said anything about injecting bleach, but your liberal Aunt Peggy believes it. Because when you dumb down and demoralize enough people, you can tell them lies to their face, and they will believe it. We are going to come back to Peggy Flanagan, the DNC, America hatred, and more. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.